running?
I went running. I did 7 miles and I came back and Mike biked with Jason and they were like biking all the trails and stuff. And we both came back and like, well, and Jason and Mike were sitting in the living room with like the fans pointed on them. Mm-hmm. And I came back and I felt like sick.
I worked until 2 and then
it was awful.
I took Ruby to the river.
Yeah. Yes.
And she super overdid it and ended up like puking a ton of river water. And I had to like,
you need to get control of your child.
She did it to herself.
I know.
But I do feel really bad. Like I should have paid better attention to that.
Wow.
I hope we're not recording that because that was sad.
Oh.
Whoops.
Rewind. Blah, 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 blah.
Anyway, she's fine.
She's fine. Yeah.
Ruby is a dog.
I'm also fine.
And I mean, that's good too.
I mean, I was super tired though. And like Sienna had Ellie over and they were like, they wanted to sleep in the basement and we shot that down. You've seen our basement.
I have never been in your basement here.
Please don't go in our basement. It's a mess.
Is it a finished basement?
No.
So they wanted to sleep in like dirt floor basement.
They wanted to sleep in a dirt floor basement with spiders. And I was like, what is your problem? Okay, it's cement, but it looks unfinished. Like,
now, after this, I'm going to go down in your basement.
Please don't. We have so much stuff. We have to get a dumpster.
I'm
going to
go down there and I'm going to judge the fuck out of you.
It's gonna be bad. Anyway,
what are we talking about? Are we doing this podcast?
I wrote down some things that we didn't know what they were in the last
thank
podcast.
You because I wrote it in the back of this the other night thinking, oh, I need to do it, and okay, then I did.
Cool.
It
I think that is something that we should definitely do. So we were talking about like the writing on paper that mediums do and psychics and all sorts of stuff. And that's called automatic writing or auto writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a plethora of paranormal films.
Yeah.
And then the cone thing that they were using is called a spirit trumpet. And it is used to consort with spirits. Is consort the right word?
I don't know.
Consort.
Do you want me to Google
that? No, okay. You don't have to Google it. I don't care. But yeah, was that the only thing that we had?
I was looking up. We were talking about the ring and why Samara's mom killed her.
I thought it was because Samara was putting like images in her brain.
I just Googled like it. That.
You just Googled it right now. Well,
yes.
Way to be on it.
Well, I wrote it down and I forgot to go back and do any of this.
Try not to gulp.
Sorry. Don't gulp.
This is going to be like one of those things where it's like the weird pauses.
Because Samara was never normal.
Yeah.
And her mother killed her because Samara made everything worse for her parents and her fake mother, who tried so bad to get a child, which she couldn't.
I don't know. It's, she made everyone's life worse.
Okay. That, so,
is that, does that sum it up?
Well, oh, because she believed she was evil.
That's no reason to.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
And then I do feel like one of our followers, since Aaron and I a post last night, Desiree Gould passed away. She played Aunt Martha in Sleepaway Camp.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we should have like mentioned it or something, because she was super well known for that part. If you look up Desiree Gould Halloween costumes, that's like the only thing that shows
really?
Up. Yeah,
that like crazy outfit that she had on.
Mm-hmm. So that was some sad news. And yeah.
Oh, also at the end of our episode,
this is just going to be like a big
what?
No, it's fine. Well, because
okay, just blah, blah, blah.
You can say
oh,
that.
Oh, I was going to say that we use an app called Just Watch.
Oh, yeah.
To find out where all the films are. And we're going to try to, at the end, give like the most popular ones, like if it's on Netflix or Hulu or Tubi is a really cool free app. There are ads in the movies, but whatever, it's free.
That's how I feel about it too.
So if it's like a major like streaming service, then we'll say at the end like where we found it or if we had to rent it off Amazon
and
or
like
whatever.
How much it is too. When we were doing it or when I was looking up for our next films that we're going to be doing, I wrote down if you have to run it on Prime.
Okay.
And how much it is.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Without further ado, listeners.
Now that we're 10 minutes in.
Hey, that's fine. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to go spelunking in the Appalachian Mountains in The Descent, a 2006 caving adventure thriller horror movie.
Is it in your top five?
It's my number one.
Oh.
Spelunking horror movie.
God, this is stupid. Okay.
Do you want me to do the cast?
I'll do... The writer-director was Neil Marshall. Mm-hmm. He also wrote and directed The Reckoning and Dog Soldiers, which both look like pretty scary.
I want to see Dog Soldiers after researching this one.
Yeah. And it just looks cool. The editor of it, the film editor, John Harris, he won a British Independent Film Award for his technical achievements for it. And he also did Dog Soldiers. And then the cinematographer, Sam McCurdy, and he did Dog Soldiers and this too.
Okay.
So I feel like it'll be like...
Similar.
Well, similar but not.
Right.
Yeah. Because... Neil Marshall said that in Dog Soldiers, it's primarily male cast, and this is all female, other than 2 seconds of the husband in the beginning.
They wanted to do it just because the horror genre had never really had an all-female cast, and they thought that it would be really cool. It was actually Neil's business partner that brought up the idea. It was going to be mixed cast.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they went with an all-lady cast.
I thought that was cool. I wonder if the microphone picked up Barry.
Probably.
He's just like...
chirping.
It did also win a Saturn Award for Best Horror Film
in 2007. And now I know what a Saturn Award is because we talked about it in Fire in the Sky.
It's the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films.
Which is... Yeah. It's super cool. What other... Well, I'll talk about the cast.
Get into the cast.
So, it stars, in no particular order, Shauna McDonald as Sarah, Natalie Mendoza as Juno, and I'm terrible with names. If you have listened to multiple podcasts, I butcher names, and that's
what
just...
What is it? Just show me.
Miana Buring. Is that how you would say that? Miana? Yeah.
Miana or... Mayanna?
Maybe. As Sam, Alex Reed.
It's spelled Mayanna.
It is. Yeah. Alex Reed as Beth. Saskia Mulder as Rebecca. Nora Jane Noon as Holly. And then, like, I didn't write down her husband's name or...
The daughter. They're in it for, like, a second.
Ooh.
Unfortunately.
What's up with us, like, picking movies where the whole family dies?
Well, it's horror, you know? That shit happens.
To good backstories.
So do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it starts off with Beth, Sarah, and Juno whitewater rafting. And Sarah is married, and she has, like, a young daughter, and her husband and daughter are, like, watching them whitewater raft and all this fun stuff. And so they get done, and the father helps Juno up, and you all, like, you can just tell some hinky shit is going on.
Well, it's because Juno stands up as, like, woo, we did it in the raft, and they knock her in. Her friends knock her in. So then...
Which I would totally do.
I would too.
Do that.
But the water's cold, and the husband, like, rushes to help her, kind of, like, take off her helmet, and they're really close together. And
a little
it's kind
too
of
close.
Like, Like, you can instantly tell they're having an
and
affair.
And Sarah, like, kind of looks over. And I do think, like, that group of friends have been friends forever. Like, yeah. Beth, Sarah, and Juno, whatever. And I think Beth knew
what was going on
and just never really said anything.
Yeah.
So Sarah and her husband and kid are on their way, and they're going to meet, like, Beth and Juno at a pub or wherever. I can't remember.
Yeah, they're going to meet up later.
But they get in a really bad car accident, and it's gross. Like, they're kind of getting into an argument or something.
It's like an argument is going to start, because yes. she asks him, like, what's distracting him?
Yeah, like, what's going on? Whatever.
What's going on with you? And then he was distracted enough to hit another car head-on.
Yeah, he turns to talk to her, and head-on collision, and, like, poles from the top of the van come in.
Yeah, the top of the car they hit has... It looks like copper tubing or like some kind of like metal pipe.
Yeah.
Anyway, it all goes through the car super fast. Husband and daughter die.
Yes. And it's gross.
It is pretty gross.
Like the hand twitching.
And that's in the, it's less than 5 minutes in.
Yes.
It's like 4 minutes into the film. And I'm like, ugh.
Right. So she wakes up in the hospital, freaks out, like completely freaks out, as you would, because you don't know.
Yeah.
Like what was going on. And then Beth meets her in the hallway. I'm skipping over the dream part of...
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. And Beth just, like, holds her. And Juno is, like, in irreconcilable tears. That's a terrible word to say. Should have thought that through a little bit better. But she was just, like, sobbing. And then it cuts to, like, a year later.
Well, I want to know what the fuck kind of hospital it is, too. Because she just rips everything off of her.
She
goes running down the hall frantic. Yes. And people are just...
No nurse or anything is, like,
everyone's
sad.
Walking by, too. The hall is... It's like a school hall full of people, which you never see in hospitals either.
No.
And it's not, like, cots of, like, sick or injured people. It's just people milling around.
Yeah.
There's doctors and nurses, and she's, like, in her hospital gown.
She has
gown.
To be, like, bleeding. Like, I don't know.
You can't just rip out IVs like that. Like, they always do that in the films. They're, like, ripping everything
they
out.
Don't do that in 28 Days Later, because he legitimately is, like, gushing blood, like, down his arm in the film.
Oh,
when
yeah.
he rips it out.
Yeah.
So, realistic.
I just thought that that was, like, really yeah. cheesy that, like, no alarms went off at the nurse's station when all of a sudden, like, her pulse... thing wasn't being
strike
anymore.
Number one.
I mean, this is terrifying, but
yeah.
So then they do the intro, and it's a year later in the Appalachian Mountains,
which not really the Appalachian Mountains. They filmed it all in the UK.
Yeah, all the outdoor scenes were filmed in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And all the indoor stuff, all the cave stuff is mm-hmm. sets. They designed 21 separate cave sets for it.
That's really cool.
Did you know that too?
I did know that.
Oh,
but. I thought it was really cool because it is dangerous to actually do filming in a cave.
Well,
from
yeah.
what I imagine it would be.
Get like all the right. camera crew and everything in there?
In my second favorite caving one, As Above, So Below, they actually film it in a cave. They actually filmed it there.
Oh, they filmed it in the catacombs. Mm-hmm, yeah. What about the cave? Should we do that one?
That was a competitor of this film.
It came out at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They rushed to try to get it out before it, but then they couldn't in the US. It yeah. came out in 2005 in the UK,
yes.
and then it was released here in 2006.
Yeah.
Because of London bombings.
It was the London bombings mm-hmm. in 2005. So I believe it was in 2005. So they couldn't.
It must have been because.
They couldn't get it released in time.
Okay. So the girls are all hanging out and they're having like an adult slumber party, which I don't think ever really happens.
I don't think it ever really
and
happens.
And maybe it's
either.
Just because I don't have like a big group of girlfriends yeah. to like have slumber parties with. I think the closest thing is when like Leanne and I stayed at the Landmark.
Oh, yeah.
We did like mm-hmm. a little ghost thing, kind of. We stayed yeah. in the lilac room.
Oh.
I didn't, there wasn't any ghosts.
Well, maybe one day.
Yeah, it was kind of a down.
But yeah, they're all like having a good old time and everybody is kind of like tiptoeing around Sarah because it's the first time, whatever.
It's the first time she's done anything with the group.
Yeah. And Juno is like super amped up, like super excited that she's coming out and doing it with what? All of her friends. She is too, because that's why she planned this trip.
Yeah, she planned the trip, and I mean that more of that comes out later.
And so there's Holly, which is like a newcomer to the group, mm-hmm. and she's like a diehard adrenaline junkie. Like, she's a base jumper from the UK that like lives in America now, and like it's a big thing.
Yeah. That night, Sarah has a nightmare about the metal pipes, which was freaky.
Mm-hmm.
And her, who was in her room? Beth?
Yeah.
She's sound asleep.
Because Beth and Sarah, I think they still stayed in contact.
Like, yeah.
Beth and her seem to still have a pretty good relationship.
Mm-hmm. So then the next morning, and everyone drank and like partied it up the night before. Did you think Juno running through the woods was very practical?
I thought it was bullshit. And I thought it was bullshit for multiple reasons.
Have you ever tried running through the forest? It is so hard.
With a hangover.
With a hangover.
Because you can't tell me that she didn't have a hangover.
No, so she's up before everyone else. And she's like going on a run through the woods. And there's leaves.
There's no trail markers, nothing. No. She's just gallivanting around like a bunny. Juno, I'm calling bullshit because Aaron and I both run. Nobody does that.
No one does that. You could run on a trail like a foot wide, but at least it's like a trail.
Yes.
But she's just running through the woods. She's not looking. There's got to be down logs. She would have a twisted ankle in like 30 seconds.
I agree.
That's why chicks always fall over in horror movies when they're running through the woods.
Never run through the woods. It's a terrible idea.
I thought that was very unpractical. And then when she just comes in and everyone else feels like garbage.
Yeah.
But she's like, and she's stretching. I would be so
pissed if like some super bright and early morning person. And now that like I don't drink anymore, I am kind of a morning person. Like I'm the one that's like up at 6:30 yeah. or whatever. But
the only time I'm like that's camping or when we go on trips because I want to make the most of my day. So I'm like wide awake. And when we go camping, I make breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So like when we do our group camping trip. So I'm up before everyone. And then I kind of look like I'm this happy chipper, like making breakfast while everyone's rolling out of their tents all hungover. But I'm not. I just don't like missing out on things.
You're dying on the inside.
I'm dying on the inside. And I immediately drink a bunch of caffeine water.
Yeah.
That helps. And then I thought it was weird, too, how she's, like, talking to everybody and she's stretching. So she's standing on one leg and has her other leg, like, straight up in the air over her head. She needs
to stretch before she goes on a spelunking adventure in the cave.
She needs to limber up.
She needs to limber up.
Yeah. So then they drive out to where the cave is supposed to be.
I am not a caving expert, nor do I claim to be. But I feel like this whole situation is all bullshit.
Well,
and I'm not saying I don't like the movie because I really do enjoy this movie, but
we're pulling out some of the flaws in the beginning, but then once it gets scary, I thought it was weird that Rebecca had done so much research.
She'd done so much. She had books and maps, or at least she had them like and left them at the cabin because Juno was supposed to be like
the captain of the team here. But she like had the whole list of like everything that could go wrong. Like she was mentally and physically prepared. And I don't know the different levels, but it was supposed to be like a level 2.
Yeah.
And right off the bat, Rebecca's like, this is not level 2 caving.
Yeah. I think, and again, I'm just thinking this, I think level 1 is like relatively easy. And then it goes up from there.
Well, I would assume. Yeah. No, level 2 is second to hardest.
It's second to hardest. Ugh. But yeah, so they get down in there and like Rebecca and a couple other people are hardcore questioning what is happening. And like Juno just leaves the caving book in her vehicle and they spelunk down into the cave.
Yeah, well, Juno knows that there's no map for this cave.
Ugh, she's such a bitch.
So she leaves the map book behind. So Greg, I left my notes out on the table.
Yeah.
It is beautiful, is what I wrote about the cave. Like once they got down there and they're like, oh my God, this is so cool. But bloody fingerprints, like on the wall. She sees the bloody fingerprints. And then Greg, after that, wrote, on my Pepe.
Greg's a comedian.
What? That's why you're talking about something like serious. And I'm just like, oh my God.
You're like chuckling.
Quit writing on my notes. He wrote wiener. Mm. Greg is hot. You know. Yeah,
the usual.
The usual. I also wondered, so they get into like the first section of the cave where it's still open. Yeah. Like once they rappel down into it.
I would think that would be the extent of my adventure, but I'm not a very adventurous person when it comes to claustrophobic places.
If I go into a cave, it's going to be like a park where there's steps going down where into it. And a tour guide.
Daylight. For the majority of the time. Maybe
do you remember when we were out west going into that cave?
Yeah, and it was awful.
But we were all down underground, and then they shut the lights out, mm-hmm. how dark it was.
So, and while this is going on, Holly is like, oh, yeah. Like, I can't even remember what caves, and I'm going to say this. It's like, it's not Boromir caves.
Borum.
Borum? Okay, mm-hmm. cool. Not Lord of the Rings related. Because
I wrote spelling.
Okay.
Boromir's caves.
Boromir. And Holly is like, well, that's a fucking tourist trap. Like,
she's just dogging. Like,
she's just being so stupid. And it comes back to bite her in the hiney.
Bite her in the throat, maybe?
Bite her in the throat. Ooh. Foreshadowing.
I wondered, too. So they get down there and there's like water running into mm-hmm. it because it's like a big hole in the ground. And Juno's standing in the water. Aren't caves like
cold?
Really
cold? It would be,
I mean,
very, very cold.
I mean, it looked cool for the sake of the film, but like,
yeah,
caves are cold and they're going to be down there for a while. And then that's when, so Sarah right off the bat, like hears something weird and is kind of like investigating, like this is odd. And then that's when Juno apologizes for not sticking around after her family dies.
Oh, that's so nice, Juno. I watched this when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I actually watched it was with Dad, and Dad was like pointing out all the flaws in it, like,
oh yeah, like Dad,
yeah. But and I was totally like, Sarah, like, Juno needs to die and all of these things, what a horrible person. And now as an adult looking at this, I mean, we'll get more into like what happened, but I'm like, she didn't.
I actually fell down the Reddit rabbit hole today, like reading stuff about it.
As you do.
And people were like, Juno dies.
Yeah.
But they're like, Juno totally deserved everything that happened to her for cheating.
Okay. I think so.
Well, they're saying it for cheating. And this comes into a big, like, did she actually deserve it conversation?
And normally I'm all about people deserving what they get in films.
I think if anything, she deserved to die for getting all of her friends fucking murdered by monsters. Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Like,
it was her fault. Like, 100%.
It was 100% her fault.
Mm-hmm.
And like, on the Reddit thing, the argument was like, oh, well, you know, having an affair doesn't mean you should die, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the argument. But I kind of thought the argument was she got all her friends in this horrible situation.
Yeah.
Where they all died painful deaths.
That could have easily been avoided.
They could have just went to the original cave.
And that's what, like, Rebecca. So they start going through the cave system and they make it through the first passage and there's a cave in.
I fast forwarded that spot.
I cannot do those scenes, and I knew it was going to happen because I've seen this a few times now, so I skipped it too.
Is that so they go through a relatively small spot to get to like a really cool cavern?
Yes.
And they use flares and they light it up and they're all like, wow, this is amazing. And I feel like at that point Juno was like, yes, you know, like, we're finding this like cool cave.
But then there's the cave-in.
The cave-in's after that.
Is it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they go through a fairly small area to get into this like big cavern, and it's beautiful. And then it's all lit up with the flares, and they're all kind of like investigating. They stop, have some snacks. Everything seems to be going okay.
I watched this yesterday.
I watched it this afternoon. Which, we're just so sidetracked in this
That's
one.
Okay.
But I have a hard time sitting down in front of my TV in the middle of the day.
That's why I watch them at night.
Well, we normally do too. But last night, instead of making like healthy grilled chicken for dinner, and
you had Taco Bell, didn't you? It's the best.
Instead of having grilled chicken and veggies for dinner and watching this film and me taking notes, at like 7 o'clock, I said, fuck it. And we had Pat over and we got a box of tacos and one of those big, gigantic party nacho things.
But that's so much fun, though.
And we watched like 5 episodes of Letterkenny.
I've never watched that show.
Oh, it's so fucking funny.
Oh, God. We just finished.
So funny.
We just finished Tiger King.
Well, it's better than Tiger King.
Well, that's not saying too
much. I know
much.
I always tell you to watch Trailer Park Boys, but I have a feeling that you would like Letterkenny way more.
Okay.
It's very funny.
We should get back to this.
Yeah. But yeah, so I watched it today and I feel really weird
Mike,
watching TV
I'm
in the
like
middle of the day.
Looking at Mike roll his eyes through the crack in the door when we like get sidetracked. I can see him shaking.
He needs
his
like
head
a
right
buzzer.
Now.
Like back on track.
No.
He just asked if it could shock us. Okay, so then they all kind of wander around and then they find like another like really small like passageway to get to another area of the cave. And they all get through it.
Shauna McDonald had a really hard time doing this because
she's claustrophobic. Yeah. Which, I mean, she looks scared.
She looks terrified. Like all of the reactions in this one, I think, are really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you.
She's the last one to go through, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah.
She's the last one to go through. And then there's the cave in. Mm-hmm. I watched like the first two people go through and then I fast forwarded it. And as I was fast forwarding it, you know, you see like
little
blips.
You know what's going to happen. You know there's going to be a cave in. Like,
it's like 5 minutes of them like crawling like through this teeny tiny tunnel and then talking because one of the girls goes back in.
Beth
goes back in to like talk her down because she's freaking out.
Tells her, she's just like, you've already been through the worst pain in your life. You can get through this. And I thought that was really good.
I mean, that is something to motivate her. What is that? Is that a cat?
Those are children outside.
Oh.
Okay.
I was like, it sounded like a cat meowing. Then it comes out that, because now they're trapped.
Yep.
And it comes out that Juno didn't bring the book. And it comes out that they're not in the cave system that they're supposed to be in. And
people are pissed, well, as you would be.
I would probably die.
I would have a heart attack right then.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have made it past that. Well, because Sam and Rebecca, I want to say that they're like best friends or sisters or something.
I think they're sisters when I was reading some of the stuff about it this afternoon.
Because Sam is just like, well, because apparently when you cave, you have to, like, in a designated caving area, you have to tell, like, search and rescue, like, hey, we're going to be down here for X amount of time. If you don't see us, like, send people down.
Yeah.
And so Sarah or Sam's just like, so we'll just wait here and they'll be searching for us. And Juno is just like, nay, nay.
No, they won't. Not.
And Rebecca's just like, how can you do this? Like, how can you be that irresponsible? And she says, I had it written down somewhere, this isn't adventuring or this isn't caving. This is a fucking ego trip. Because
which is
it was.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Because Juno is full of herself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think she's trying to maybe prove herself and kind of redeem herself with.
For like, ditching her best friend.
Yeah.
And cheating.
Yeah. But like in her mind, she's like doing the right thing, but she's definitely in it for herself.
Because she wanted to explore this cave system, Juno did, to find a new system and name it after her and Sarah. And Sarah says it later. She's just like, are you sure you wanted it named after me? Or was this all about you?
Yeah. So it's like, kind of like she's using...
Although...
Sarah...
The Juno caving system sounds way better than the Sarah caving system.
It could be her last name or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so then they are looking around. They kind of find a way out. And then Becca is like free climbing across this canyon.
It's like a chasm.
It reminds me of in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah. Yeah.
How they come to like a ledge and then there's this big giant pit and then there's a ledge on the other side. It's not that long though. It's not Indiana Jones long.
Right. And this isn't a leap of faith.
And it's not a leap of faith. They should have just scattered some sand out and they would have seen the pathway across. They would have been fine. Becca is like this crazy rock climber. And she like free climbs across.
I think I remember watching this with Dad and Dad just like rolling his eyes.
I've watched some like pretty intense rock climbing videos with Greg because when Greg and I got together, he was super into it. Mm-hmm. So you'd see these people do this impossible stuff. What she did is...
And Aaron and I are not climbing experts, but we do know climbers.
Yeah.
If that makes it any better. And I just think I'm some of these doctor, things... I'm not a doctor,
but I know doctors.
I know doctors. But yeah, it's like anytime somebody jumps off a cliff with like an axe or something and like grabs hold of a ledge.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Like that movie with Chris O'Donnell. The ice climbing movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Becca, when she's crossing, so they have like the rock climbing like cams.
Yeah.
Which is like basically to clip into the rock.
Yeah.
And she's going across this canyon and she's like holding on to the rock with one hand, unclipping stuff off of her belt, clipping it, running the rope through it, all one handed, which I mean, people can do.
People can do. Yeah.
But as she's going across, she sees like an old timey one that's basically like a nail with like a loop in it that had been shoved in there. And she clips off to that. So when she sees that, she knows that they're not the first people to be there.
Right.
So Juno's the last one to go across.
Yeah. But Juno does make a good point. She says this climbing gear is over 100 years old and the system would have been named had somebody come out.
Yes. Well, okay. So when Juno's crossing, she's like, we can't leave resources behind. Like, we need to take this stuff with us. So she's basically doing the same thing that Becca did, just backwards.
Yeah.
So she's unclipping, you know, hanging onto the rope.
Yeah.
Becca has her slack line. So she's like holding on to it. And this happened in the last one.
It just...
In As Above, So Below.
I can't even...
Juno slips. And Becca gets horrible rope burns on her hands, which I feel like I'm not a rock climber, but I feel like there's ways, because don't they like clip into a belt, or why isn't more than one person holding this? Or like, I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works.
I feel
either.
Like she just wouldn't be holding it with her.
I did try to look up, because on YouTube, they do these videos where it's just like experts talk about archery in Hunger Games or survival, whatever. I did try to look up something on like caving movies. Nothing. I couldn't find anything. And anytime I looked up how realistic is the descent, it was all bullshit.
So Juno slams into the wall super hard.
Yeah.
And then Rebecca's hands get all cut up. So then, you know, they're already like freaking out. It's kind of like As Above, So Below. They're like,
I would just die.
They get more and more like frantic.
Yeah.
Then Juno brings up the point that if someone did make it out of there alive, the caves would be named after that person.
Yeah. Which, big womp womp.
Yeah. So as they're going along, they find cave paintings. Mm-hmm. And Sarah is the one that notices. Nobody wants to use a flare because they're running low on everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, like, light this wall up so we can see it. And it shows the mountain.
Yep.
And it shows...
I thought it was Beth.
Was it Beth?
It was Beth.
Okay. It shows two entrances to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's another way out.
Was this before or after Holly's leg incident?
Holly's leg is directly after.
Okay.
So they see the... they find out that there is another exit or entrance, whatever. Yeah. They find out there's a way out. And then that's when you see the first, like, hint of a monster.
Because Sarah, like, breaks away from the group. Or yes. No, is it up in the stalactites?
I think it's kind
geology.
Of like...
geology.
Stalactites?
Stalactites.
You know how I remember that? Oh, I might have said
it. You have to hang on tight.
Tight. Yep. And mites live on the ground. Those are the stalagmites.
We're so cool.
The way you remember stuff, but though. Yeah. Yep. Stalactite. It hangs on. I was talking to somebody else about that, too, at I don't know when, like years ago. Yeah. And they're like, tight. Like, it has to hang on. I'm like, okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Perfect.
So you see the first hint of one of the bad guys or monsters. Holly thinks that she sees white and bolts.
Why would you run fast through a cave? You have no idea what is going on.
It's not like you're running down a hallway.
No, you're running in a cave with holes and shit. Like,
and one big giant hole that she manages to fall in.
That she falls in, and she, is that a compound fracture?
A compound fracture is when the bone's sticking out.
Well, and
which
you
I also
see it.
I had to close my eyes for that part.
I didn't. I closed my eyes and fast forwarded through the caving, like the cave in, but not this part. Because I was like, nope, I'm going to watch it.
I've never fast forwarded through a film. Like,
yeah.
Where I'm like, I can't watch this. But she was like, they're all panicking
awful.
And it was awful.
I would have passed out, but I feel like maybe I don't give myself enough credit.
So Sam is a doctor to be.
Yeah.
Right?
She's
in med school.
She's going to be a doctor in like 2 months.
So they all kind of take, I mean, they do a better job than I would have. Yeah. They push the bone back in and splint.
Mm-hmm.
Put a splint on it.
Yeah.
And obviously it's traumatic and everyone is freaking out. And at that point, Sarah finds like kind of an old miner helmet, maybe? She finds
like old mining gear.
Yeah.
Like ropes and stuff. And
So they set... Oh, at that point, too, because Sarah, while all this is going on, she kind of wanders off from the group. And she sees one of... What are they called in the credits?
Crawlers.
Crawlers. Mm-hmm. She sees one of the crawlers drinking from a pool. And it's basically like a super white, like thin...
It looks like a mix between Pooh Man and X-Files and like Gollum. Well, not even Gollum. Like
a little Gollum-y.
Yeah.
But with real squinty eyes.
Yeah, real squinty eyes, like a bat human.
That's funny. Mixture. I don't know how much you read into it or not, but the monsters are based on Nosferatu.
I did.
Like the 1920.
Which they did a real good job.
They're just really pale and they have kind of pointy ears and they have a lot of teeth.
Yeah.
But their eyes and nose are kind of like smoothed over.
Yeah. Like Voldemort.
I was just going to say like Voldemort. So she sees it. Nobody.
No.
They get into
no
it.
No one believes her. And there is a fan theory out there that this is where Sarah like loses her mind. And she's actually the one that kills all of her friends.
I read that too.
You did? Yeah.
That she like has a breakdown.
Yep.
And kills all her friends. Which, I mean...
It could be. But the sequel disproves that.
And...
Because...
I didn't read anything about the sequel.
I've seen the sequel, but I think it was in my drinking days when I was
So you
like,
didn't actually see
so
it?
I didn't actually see it. Like, I saw, like, the beginning of it.
Hold on. Sorry. I can't drink carbonation.
It's all like carbonation.
I think it makes more sense to... Did you read the alternate ending?
Yeah.
The UK ending?
Yes. Well, because yeah. US audiences are weak.
It actually... Entertainment Weekly said that they had to change the ending for the US audience because it was an uber hopeless finale. And Americans don't like that.
I'm trying to think of other horror films that are just like there's no hope at the end of them.
The Mist.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. Let's not talk about this.
That one immediately is the one I jumped to. So there, she's swearing that she sees
a monster.
Nobody believes her. This was one of the few jump scares. So they set Holly's leg. They get her hobbling along. Did you notice that they were crawling through a big pile of bones?
I did.
So they're crawling through a big pile of bones. And then the monster is seen, one of the crawlers is seen with the video camera. So somebody's using the video camera as a light and they're looking around. And then all of a sudden, there's like a big jump scare.
This is when Holly is like set down and they're trying to like get their bearings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I almost stabbed myself with my pen because I was like,
did you forget about it?
I did. I forgot about it. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
So I had my pen and I'm like smacking the side of my face with it. Like just, you know, bored, like doing that. And I like smacked my face really hard because like, I wasn't expecting it.
Because it is scary. But if you look at movie stills, though, it's like one of the stills that
you see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you do that for the Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah, so the monster immediately rips out Holly's throat.
Yeah, they all kind of get circled together except Holly, who's like on the ground.
Yeah.
In a pile of bones or whatever. And the monster comes up and like rips Holly's neck out. And then everybody kind of scatters except Juno.
Juno fights. She fights the crawler off of Holly. She like grabs her pickaxe and is swinging it at him. And then one jumps on her back, and she takes that one out, too.
She's a fighter. Like, holy crap.
Yeah. So she...
maybe a little too much.
Mm-hmm. She injures the first one and then kills the second one. And she's just, like, hacking them up. Like, she's...
adrenaline.
Yeah. Panic mode at this point. Mm-hmm. Well, Beth comes up behind her.
Why would you come up behind her?
Yes.
I don't know why, but that, she did.
They also talked about that on Reddit. If you just saw... yeah, who's... somebody's coughing.
It's Cooper.
If I was in that situation, everybody's terrified. I just say I saw you go completely berserk and like kill two, you know, one of these monsters. I would be like, oh my God, are you okay? From afar. I wouldn't walk up silently behind you.
And be like,
you.
Oh, Juno. What?
So Juno just hears someone coming up behind her, swings around with an axe. It goes, and it's like a pickaxe, so it's like shaped.
It's like a climbing axe.
Yeah, so it's like L-shaped.
Yeah.
Well, she swings it, and it gets her in the back of the neck, and it comes out the front of her neck.
Which, do you think she would have lived had she put...
no.
Yeah, okay.
I think she for sure would have died from that.
Okay.
So she falls, she grabs Juno's necklace, which you see her throughout the film, like, she kisses it for luck.
I tried looking this necklace up on Etsy because I figured someone out there who's a fan of this film has made it, and I couldn't find it.
I bet you could get it.
I really want to find it because it's kind of cute.
What does it say on it?
It says, love each day or enjoy each day or something. And it's a saying that
Sarah's, love each day,
that Sarah's husband would tell Sarah all the time.
Yes.
And you find out later that the necklace was purchased by her husband for Juno. And it's like, it's on like a leather strap.
And it's kind of like leaf shaped.
I thought it was like a feather.
So did I. But then at some points it looks like there's no...
And so leaf, feather shaped or whatever. And on one side it says love each day and it has like a teal bead at the top. You could probably make one.
I think you could probably order one custom from like the places that do engraving.
Yeah. I think it would be really cool. Hint, hint.
Well, she grabs her necklace and like yanks it off. And Juno's just standing there like, oh my God.
Like, holy shit.
And then Beth is still alive and Juno
leaves her.
Leaves her. Which, I mean, I don't know what I would do.
I don't know what I would do because I'm not in that position. So.
Yeah.
And I hopefully will never be in that position.
And, like, the monsters were coming and Sam and Rebecca are hiding together. Sarah had taken off. She got knocked out.
She got knocked out and, like, wakes up in a pile of bones.
Yes. So she wakes up in a pile of bones and she has the camera for a light.
Yeah. And this is where she sees the crawlers, like, dragging Holly's body.
Yes.
And then they just, like, it's like a zombie film. They just, like,
they just all are, like, feeding off of her.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there in silence. And then there's just, like, so much going on at this point that I didn't.
I think it's scarier seeing something through night vision than actually seeing something.
Oh, yeah. That's why all those, like, that's haunted house.
Quarantine. Same thing. Night vision movie.
Was it Quarantine? Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking Contagion. Yeah. Quarantine was like that. I like it, but it's the same reason that all the, like, reality TV, like, haunted house stuff is all night vision. They don't go there during the day.
No.
They go there at night when everything is, like, handheld.
And night. Scary.
Way scarier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's just, like, a ton of shit going on and, like.
Well, because at this point, everybody is kind of split up.
Yeah.
Sarah sees Holly being torn apart. And then Sarah goes. I can't remember if Sarah goes in the pool of blood first and then sees Beth. Maybe she sees Beth first.
She sees Beth after.
Okay.
Because Sarah makes a torch.
Yes.
Which I thought was pretty clever.
She's super smart.
Yeah. So she's like looking over the big pile of bones and finds an old lantern, it looked like.
She finds an old lantern and then she knows Holly isn't going to need the axe anymore because they used an axe to like splint her leg or something. They used something.
Well, she tore fabric off of that.
Yeah.
She tore fabric off and then I think she got an axe.
Yep.
From Holly. And then she just made a torch with a bone.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
And the dry bandages that had just been put on Holly's leg or dryish.
Yeah.
And then she finds, it looks like an old lantern and shakes it, finds that there's fuel in it. And then, like,
she, like,
makes a spark.
Yeah.
Which, it's harder than it looks.
Yeah.
But she gets her torch lit. So then it's, the imagery in this is all pretty cool because she has, like, a fire torch. And then Sam and Rebecca have, like, a green, like, giant glow stick thing. And then I want to say that
Juno just has, like, a lighter and a flashlight or something.
Yeah, she just has a flashlight.
Or a headlamp.
So it was really cool because they, like, jump around, go kind of scene to scene to see, like, what everyone's doing. Well, it's cool how it's all different colors.
Yeah.
It kind of, like, breaks it up. But I wanted to know. So Sarah, at that point, she makes the torch and then she's fighting one of them. How do they see her? Like, how can they, like, because back up from, like, her swings?
They, I mean, even bats still have, like, some type of sight. Like, they can see shapes. They just can't see.
But see, then there's other, it's kind of like they make them smarter at some points and then dumber at other points. Like when Sam and Rebecca are hiding and one of them comes up and is like sniffing right over them. Or when Sarah is hiding and has the camera and one gets so close to your face.
Yeah.
But then when they're fighting, like they know to duck and dodge. Like they can get away from like a one-on-one fight.
Yeah.
So I thought that was, like, a little unusual that she has to, like, fight them like that when they can't see very well.
Like, yeah, it seems like you could just peg them off pretty quick if you were quiet.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway.
Again, that's just us, like, being super nitpicky
so
for
Juno,
some reason.
Juno saves Sam and Rebecca.
Yes.
She shows up, like, in the nick of time when they're, like, about to be eight.
Yeah, and, like, Sam has this watch that her boyfriend got her.
That she wears out of
like
pity.
The stupidest watch ever. I mean, I thought it was cool, but and it goes off as the monster is leaving. So it shows her like frantically trying to take it off.
Yeah, and she chucks it, like, in the nick of time.
And I do like this one because if you read, like, the... If you did a lot of research on it, the characters wrote their own backstories.
Yes.
So, like, they had their basic, like, Juno's cheating and Sarah lost her family and whatever. But then they went in and, like, collaborated their own, like, super intense backstories.
Yes. Like, and did you notice, too, I guess I noticed it a little bit when I was watching it, but when I was reading about it, they all have different accents.
Yes. They're all from different countries. I mean, in real life and I think in the film, too. Or at least from different areas.
It's to... The director said it was to make it more cosmopolitan. So that they're just not all from England. They're not all from...
Yeah.
You know, he wanted, like, diversity, so they all have different accents. That's cool. Yeah, so Juno saves Sam and Rebecca. And then that's when Sam kind of checks over one of the dead monsters and gives, like, a theory. And they also left that vague so that...
Okay.
They also left that bit vague because they didn't want a ton of information about the crawlers. They wanted to keep them scary by, like, leaving it up to your imagination.
Well, I don't think you would get a ton of information. I feel like the information that they got was all
was
of the
plenty.
Information.
Yeah. Like, their eyes were really squinty. It didn't look like they could hear or see very well.
Yeah.
So then... Becca, oh, that's when Sarah finds Beth.
Yes.
And who's still alive.
What about the blood pool?
That's next.
That's next. Okay.
So you were right. Or wait, yes. I can't remember how
I
we said that.
I was right, but.
So Beth tells Sarah that Juno was the
As
one.
As she's like gargling down her blood.
Yes. Mm. And then she gives Sarah the pendant.
Because Sarah doesn't believe her.
Which, I mean, why would you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't, like, you know? It would be too much, especially if your significant other had passed
after
away.
After all of the shit she's been through.
Yeah. After everything that...
Like, oh, just, Juno killed you and left you.
Yeah.
Even accidental, but still.
So she gets the pendant and she wipes the blood off the pendant and sees what it says on it.
And then she knows.
And then she knows. And then Beth basically begs Sarah to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, otherwise she's just going to get eaten by monsters. I think she would have been dead anyway.
I probably would agree with that because she was bleeding like a shit ton. Like, her face is covered in blood by this point. Like,
her legs were really messed up too. Like, I don't know, but
who knows.
Sarah does, like,
mercy kill her.
Yeah, which was freaking sad.
Yeah.
And then a monster jumps on Sarah and she kills it.
This is where Sarah goes, like, she goes full on Rambo.
She does. She kind of.
She goes Kurtz in Apocalypse Now.
And then that's the first time a female monster appears.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a female runs up and she's like, okay, I'm out of here. Well, she's like booking with her torch and she falls into a pool of blood. It's assuming it's blood.
It's like blood and all sorts of other stuff. When I was looking into it, it was like decay, bones, blood, like just a blood pool.
It would smell so bad.
Just down there in general would just...
Yeah.
It would assault the nostrils.
It would not be good. No. I would have fallen into the blood and immediately vomited.
I would have just died.
But, I mean, so much other stuff's going on. So she stabs. So she gets attacked while she's in the pool of blood. And pretty cool. She finds, like, a random piece of antler and stabs the monster with it. And then that's kind of like...
The turning point.
Yeah. It's very... It reminded me of something. Very, like, Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
Like, she's covered in blood.
She'd been beaten down this whole time.
And then she's got an axe. She's got something in her other hand. And she's, like,
standing... It is an axe.
She's standing on this, like, stone slab. Like, all, like, I'm gonna kill everyone. She's soaked in blood.
It's a Carrie scene.
It is. It's crazy. But I just wrote down that it was awesome and I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Sam, they get to another point where there's a crossing.
A chasm point.
Yeah. And Sam, even though, oh, it's not her hands that are messed up, is it?
No, it's Becca's.
Okay. Samantha tries to go for it and climb across.
Mm-hmm.
She gets partway across. The Juno and Rebecca are screaming at her like, you know, you can't, there's not enough rope. We can't do this, blah, blah, blah. But she's panicked. I mean,
she's, well, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's totally losing their minds. She gets halfway across and one of the monsters is hanging upside down.
Well, because Juno kind of puts the pieces together and whoever was down there before had left arrows going further into the cave. So if you follow the arrows in reverse order, hypothetically speaking, you would get to...
You'd find your way out.
Yeah. So they're just following arrows.
It's just really sad because she, the monster's directly across from her.
Yeah. There's nothing she can do.
And he, she stabs him and then he slits her throat.
Yeah.
There's, yeah, they get into it and she's just, it's so sad.
She's hanging there just like bleeding. Like yeah. She's dead.
And then Juno turns around and Rebecca is like closer to the tunnel that they had just came out of.
Yeah.
And Rebecca gets pulled in.
And this, I think, was one of the grosser kills.
It was very zombie.
It was very zombie. The crawler comes up and just starts like tearing apart her stomach. You don't see a ton.
No.
Which is good. But yeah, it's just. Bleh.
I forgot Ick. How scary this was.
We say that every time. We pick a movie we haven't seen in years and we're like, oh my God.
Like, this is legit scary. So, yeah, Rebecca gets taken, and Juno just jumps for it. She doesn't know what's down there, does she? Does she know there's water underneath?
I don't think so.
And even if you did, you wouldn't know how deep the water was.
You wouldn't know how deep it was. You could have ended up like Holly.
Yeah, she just jumps.
She just jumps into a cave water, which, again, would be fucking cold.
Yes, one, it would be cold. Two, at least it would be nasty because it's like running in.
It is running in,
like
yeah.
down a, like a waterfall.
Yeah.
So she starts climbing up, like she falls into the pool of water. Oh, the one crawler was still alive underwater, so she has to like kill that one yeah. again. She starts climbing out, and then Sarah is at the top, and Sarah grabs her and like pulls her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
we're winding down.
Yes. I feel like I'm just going on.
You're
on.
Fine. I will just be commentary.
Wasn't this your pick?
It was my pick, but you know, you're doing such a great job that I feel like we're past that. Like it's my pick, so I'm just gonna do all the talking. I feel like it's fine. However it shakes out.
However it goes.
Yeah.
I think so too. So she gets saved by Sarah, and then Juno lies about Beth.
Like, and Sarah knows what happened, and Juno, well, Juno doesn't know that, but Juno just blatantly is just like, I watched her die.
Well, she says she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something like, oh, yeah, they got blah, blah, blah. Oh, and well, Beth is dead. So she doesn't like.
Sarah asks, like, oh, did you see her die? And Juno is just like, yeah.
Well, she did technically. Well, she thought she saw her die because she abandoned her.
She was still alive when she left.
True.
Yeah.
Well, then this part was pretty badass because they got attacked by like a big group.
A big group. Yeah.
And they kick ass.
They are such a good team. I wish it didn't end the way. I wish things would have been different.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you noticed too. Maybe this is just like a UK movie thing to do, but 28 Days Later, and in this one, Sarah does the thumb to the eyes to kill one of them.
Yeah,
and
I did watch it this time. Pat on the back. Me,
yeah.
Because I don't normally do
it
that.
It was so gross.
It was gross.
But that's like end of the line. Like you're so pissed off. Like I'll kill you. I'll just.
Rage eyeball poking.
Rage eyeball poking. So yeah, I wrote that down and like put stars around it. Like thumbs to the eyes.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Well, then Sarah reveals the pendant. And, she, and like, and it's no such, words were spoken.
It's such, like, a weird thing. Like, you can see the opening of the cave. Like, they're, like...
close.
Close to the end there. And Juno and her are just, like, standing facing each other. And Juno, I think, kind of knows what's going on. She's not stupid.
Well, yeah.
Like, Sarah's standing there with an axe. And Sarah holds the axe out and just drops the pendant. And it's still, like, in her hand, but it just, like, drops out. And Juno is just like, oh.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well, I liked it, too, because there wasn't any, like, long dialogue no, or anything.
No, and I don't think that it's there, like, needed to be
she
any.
She drops the pendant. They look at each other. Juno knows that she knows. And then there's, like, a noise or something, like, more of the monsters were coming.
Yeah.
And Juno gets distracted, and as soon as she's distracted for 1 second, Sarah takes the axe and hits her in the, like, upper, or, like, mid-thigh.
Yeah.
And hooks her with the axe and then bolts.
Yes. Yeah. Would you have done that? Knowing all of the stuff, knowing what Juno did... taking into account the whole trip, all of the friends are dead. Like, would you
There's
do that?
There's a good chance that I would.
Okay.
Because, one, she got all of her friends killed. And then when Sarah was already, like, breaking down.
Yeah.
And then she finds out that Juno had had an affair with her husband. Like, that was just, like, it.
Yeah. I am torn. Because I think... it would be worse for Juno to have to live with all of that.
Ooh, yeah.
Than to be killed by crawlers.
To live with knowing... to live with knowing that you got all your friends killed. And you lost your last friend.
Yeah.
Because...
yep. That and, like, then Sarah would have backup in the sequel for when she gets interrogated by the police officers about what happened down there.
Oh.
Because they think that she killed everyone.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like that or not. I don't know if I need to see the second one.
I would see it just to do it.
Well.
Just to say you watched it.
Juno.
Juno could have just been like, yeah, she fucking did it. She killed whatever.
Yeah.
She could have turned on her.
You assume that Juno dies.
You assume.
But. So, yeah, so Sarah gets out. I thought how she got out of the cave was cool because it was kind of like dirt over the top. So it looked like she's like climbing straight out of a grave.
Yeah, so she bolts and then she falls down a hole into a pile of bones. And then it just shows her like waking up from that and looking up and seeing daylight and like crawling through a pile of bones. And then she like emerges. It's almost like in... Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
Like emerging out of the tree.
Yeah.
And then she finds the vehicle or one of the vehicles and just like freaking bolts.
She's hysterical.
As
books
you
it
would
out
be.
Of there. Mm-hmm. She pulls over when she feels like she's safe enough, you know, far enough away. Throws up out the window. But yeah, that's basically it.
That's the US ending.
Well, okay, that wasn't it because she looks over in the passenger seat and she sees like a ghost or, you know, she hallucinates seeing Juno sitting next to her.
I feel like after this whole situation, you would be hallucinating a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You would have PTSD.
She would have to be in a lot of therapy and on a lot of medication.
All of the therapy.
All of the therapy and all of the medication. There's like no way that, I don't know. So then... that's the end of the American version. In the UK version, she, I know, she like wakes up essentially.
And escapes, air quotes.
You can tell this.
Yeah.
Go.
So she escapes and then she stops and pulls over, throws up, looks over, sees Juno, and then she wakes up like deep in the cave. And she's, like, surrounded by crawlers.
Well, it said that she was hallucinating. She was... she hallucinated the escape. And then she imagined her daughter in front of her holding a birthday cake
yeah.
with candles on it. And I guess the candle was actually her torch. Mm-hmm. And she's just sitting down in the cave completely dazed. And then, like, all of the monsters come and get her. Well, they all are all
well,
coming
and, like,
for her.
You know, if you watch the sequel, that, like, somehow she made it out. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I could see, like, if I saw that the first time I watched it, I would not have wanted to watch it again.
With no sequel?
Yeah, with no sequel.
I would, yeah.
You know why? Because Entertainment Weekly, I'm that American that does not like uber hopeless finales.
I don't either. Because I can be super depressed sometimes.
Yeah.
Mental health issues, all that other fun stuff. And I think if I watched it and I watched that ending, I would want to cry for 5 days.
Well, the director made a good point in one of the interviews he was in, is that it's kind of like one of the films that he was inspired by was Texas Chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, like, someone survives, I mean, they're going to have, like, a completely fucked up life forever.
I can't even imagine.
So it's kind of like that. Like, yes, she got away, but
Her mind is still in the cave.
He's such a dork.
I mean, really, though. Like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
I like this. And I know that it got really mixed reviews and whatever, but I enjoy this one. It was a really good memory, like, with Dad. Because the first time I watched it, it was with Dad, and he was just, like, chuckling at, like,
that couldn't happen. That couldn't happen.
Yeah, doing Dad stuff.
Well, see, now I'm like that. Maybe it comes with age.
Yeah.
When you watch something and you're like, this is so unbelievable.
I'm like, she couldn't cross that cavern and...
They couldn't do this. They would have died from that. It's on... I read somewhere today. Sorry, I'm, like, trying not to sneeze.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I think the heat is, like, melting my brain. I haven't had a shower yet today, so ew. I just feel, like, gross and sticky. That scared me. Sorry.
A bicyclist?
Yes. Well, it's just, like, move super fast across your front window. The actor that played Jigsaw,
mm-hmm.
This is one of his favorite scary movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I like him. He was really good.
He's terrifying.
Films. But from what I remember, because I've only watched, I think, the first three of those.
So some of our listeners like the not so scary, and some of them like the real scary, and I would list this as a real scary.
I would list it as a real scary. Just, and, like, in movies like April Fool's Day and, like, Sleepaway Camp and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not so scary.
Yeah.
But
well,
this one,
compared to, like, modern technology and film. No, I just lost my train of thought. It's gone.
There it went.
There it went. Bye.
So I do want to say that the actress that played Sam, she's in The Witcher.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she's also in Twilight. She plays Tanya in Twilight, and I love her.
In The Witcher, I can't remember her character's name, but she...
I'm trying to find Mike's eyeball in the crack of the door to let me know, but I don't know.
She plays, like, the head witch mm-hmm. that trains...
yes. Yennefer.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's like a normal name, but
it's like
with a...
Jennifer, but Yennefer.
So I would recommend it to people that like scary movies. And I was thinking when I was watching it, too, that just all of the accidents that happen in the cave without the monsters would have made it scary.
Would have made it scary. Yeah, absolutely.
They could have left the monsters out and just had the cave in and have someone break their leg and be running out of battery.
It could have been a legitimate caving movie.
Yeah.
Without monsters.
Like, this is all the shit that can go wrong.
Yes.
Be prepared.
Yuck. So you can find this film. And we're only doing the main ones. We're not, like, there are so many streaming services now that it's hard to list them all.
Yeah.
But this one can be found on Amazon Prime and Hulu for free.
Yes. Was it on Tubi, too, or no?
It might have been on Tubi, but I was trying to only have, like, two options.
Okay. Well, I think if Tubi's available, that should get listed, too, because it's free.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay.
Okay. I think
that's it.
I think that's it. I didn't have a ton of other things to say, so.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing next, please follow us on Instagram/yourmoviereview. All one word, all lowercase.
I'm going to laugh every time you say
that. That's all right.
All right. All right. Well, everybody have a good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.